This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Following yesterday's announcement that deportations under the next presidential administration could come with a national emergency declaration and with the U.S. military, Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says the state will go to court if necessary to preserve the state's policies, just like it did when the previous administration tried to withhold federal funding because it considered Colorado a sanctuary state.
The best sign of what we may face, I believe, is what we have faced before. They had agendas last time that were thwarted because courts stood up for the rule of law.
Weiser also says he would push back against sharing any data the state might have collected about the new migrants who've arrived in Colorado over the past 2 years. The federal government is proposing tighter restrictions on crucial habitat for the greater sage grouse. A final environmental review from the U.S. Bureau of Land Management would ban drilling, mining, and large solar and wind projects on 5,000 acres in Colorado. Kathleen Griffin is the sage grouse coordinator for Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
The habitat for grouse, they need a sea of sage. They don't like power lines. They don't like roads.
Some of those protections could go away with a new White House. Denver International Airport is on track to reach 100 million passengers annually by 2027. The new projection means DIA expects to reach that mark years ahead of schedule. But CPR's Haley May reports the bump in traffic has led to poorer customer satisfaction ratings measured by J.D. Power. She says the airport expects satisfaction to rise once construction ends.
The construction is supposed to wrap up in the Grand Hall in 2027. And in the fall next year, we should see the opening of a new security checkpoint, which should help speed things up and reduce crowding.
CPR's Haley May. As usual, the airline industry expects next week's Thanksgiving travel to be the busiest time of year. This is CPR News and KRCC.